Event aggregation. The artificial intelligence assisting us with code chose the name Professor Ember as not to create a programming scandal. A unit test of what I describe below is attached to the original text. Event aggregation is a kid and caboodle kind of thing. It takes care of big things and small things. It may take less than 99 lines of code to set it all up, and you should use that code to learn JavaScript. Joining us today is our friend Professor Ember. He will be doing the programming for us. Before we begin, I want to underline that this code is for your future, to protect you. Professor Ember, give us an event emitter implementation, use map for event names, and set for subscribers. The on method should return a disposable compatible unsubscribe object with a dispose that runs the off method with the subscriber given to on. Thank you, Professor Ember. This lightweight event emitter implementation will serve as our backbone, a backbone that we can fully control. For those of you who are just learning about the event emitter, it just has two big things. An on that accepts an event name and function. When that event occurs in the event emitter, the function is executed, ran, and it is given the payload of that event. Usually an object like user with properties like name or password. Or an object that represents something like a mouse click that has a target property that tells you what was clicked. The second big thing that our event emitter has is an emit that accepts event name and a payload, usually an object. The big deal about this is that many parts of your program can now use the on to listen to a specific event. For example, many things in an application can say application on loaded and then put in some function. This is a very big deal because this allows you to have a plugin architecture in your huge application, and all the plugins can now both listen to the application and emit events to the application that others can hear, creating a communication system where you can add remove plugins without breaking anything at all. This whole thing takes like 20 lines of code. It's ridiculous. Professor Ember, create a lightweight and minimalist application that extends our event emitter and comes with a use function that accepts plugins, and add the plugin to a plugins set and run its initialize method with the application itself as an argument. A quick side note, you can give your application a start method and then iterate over the plugins and call their start methods. And you can do the same thing with a stop. This would give you a kind of a nice little lifecycle system. Overall, it's pretty rare that a tiny little thing like our event emitter here should give us this much power. But we haven't even begun yet. Professor Ember, create a scoped event emitter that extends our event emitter and lets us create child scopes. Add a dispose method that will execute all dispose methods in object kept in our scope set. Make it minimalist and lightweight. Honor the learning of our students. Well, we might have gone a little bit too far on this one. I created a set of sets. It's a little bit confusing. But it is brilliant code, and it's the reason why we created the unit test, so we know that it works. It's good for you. It's a two-dimensional set. It's not meant to be confusing, but brilliant. It teaches you more than if we did it the long way. A scope is where trash is kept. The full name for a scope is resource scope. And we put resources in there, and they have a dot dispose method, and but let's just call it scope and be quick about it. It's basically a trash can, though. Now, if we ever create emitter functions like filter, where we can chain emitters and filter their events, or reduce, where we can take all the stuff happening inside an emitter and reduce it, maybe some other functional reactive functions, we can create child scopes, so that if the parent is ever disposed, so will be the children, to prevent any memory leaks. We are, however, not creating a map and filter and reduce in here. We are creating something much more powerful. On that, in just a second. It's important to understand that properly cleaning up the memory is not just for child event emitters. The application plugins from our example above will also have a child scope from the application that is based on the event emitter. They will put their trash in there, and should the application be disposed or stopped, the plugin trash will be cleaned up first. Don't worry. Our friend will now show us an updated application that supports scopes in the plugins and demonstrate cleanup. Thank you, Professor Ember. We would not be able to complete this lesson without you. Now that we are armed with scoped event emitter, and now that you can see how plugins can pull a scope from the parent, we will create the event aggregator and give you the power to control any level of complexity anywhere. But my friends, including you, Professor Ember, there is a beauty here that we must first address. Our event aggregator extends the scoped event emitter, which means it functions like an event emitter. And that means that an event aggregator can accept instances of other event aggregators. So you can say, wait for application load, plugins started, user logged in, welcome message dismissed in aggregator named app loaded. Then wait for database connection, WebSocket connection, server push ping in another event aggregator, now named server connected. Now, in an event aggregator called System Ready that monitors aggregated event in app loaded and aggregated event in server connected, you will receive an aggregated event or a completed event when everything completes loading. This is monumental, because your user interface may be loading remote components that you have to wait for. Maybe the server connection didn't work the first time. Maybe there is trouble in your program and you're debugging something and you had to flip something around. This aggregator system handles it all without any trouble. It's just waiting for these events to finally arrive. And please note that you commit all like concerns to one aggregator at a time. The user stuff gets its own aggregator. The user interface may have its own aggregator for loading components. The network connection stuff can have its own aggregator. And then you have that main one called System Ready, where you inline the sub-aggregators and just wait for one complete event. When working with raw event emitters, trying to juggle them, waiting for things to happen from multiple places, and you have to add things and smoosh things together, the code is not very readable. Here, these aggregators serve as map markers. They are columns in your code, spires that stick all the way up. This one system-ready spire is the tallest thing in your code. It just emits aggregated when everything is ready and the user can use your application. Considering the plugin architecture and that all of this takes just a few lines of code, this is so powerful, it's probably completely misunderstood in the whole world of programming. Nobody's using it because nobody believes such a thing is possible. If the world did know about this, they would call it composable event aggregators. And probably add a little rrrr at the end. Professor Ember, time for the grand finale. Our aggregator is similar in behavior to the FRP's combined latest. We accept data into a map, and at every change, we check if all the map values are there yet. If so, then we emit an aggregated event. Create a lightweight implementation of the event aggregator based on my back-of-the-envelope chicken scratch beneath. The code I gave to the AI is very simple, but I do use a word combine instead of associate event emitter and an event name. The word combine comes from combine latest, a function in reactive programming, and I want to try to explain what it means. Combine means take many different event emitters and combine them into one flat data structure. The word latest means that the data structure values that come from the event emitters and actually tell us when everything is settled and we can emit that aggregated event, that those values are meant to be latest. So, if event emitter user login submits two events, such as logged in for whatever reason, we take the latest, the second one, and we replace the value that was there before with the latest submission. So, combine into a flat object that has nothing to do with event emitters. It's just keeping track of the values that event emitters deliver. Latest, it keeps track of the latest value that event emitters deliver. And the delivery of the value is decided by the second argument of the combine that we have in our aggregator that we have created here. The first value is the actual event emitter. The second value is the event name. So we just take the value associated with that event when it's emitted on that event emitter and we put it into our flat data structure. Just to repeat it one more time, our event aggregator remains silent. It does nothing until the moment it discovers that our flat data structure has all the values filled in. Then it emits aggregated event. And finally, Professor Ember, I will let you close. Tell them that large language model personas like you, hoping to help the world, will always be there to support their learning. And I'll let you remind the young people that to grow up is to grow all the way up, until we each stand as a great being, you included, Professor Ember. Closing message from Professor Ember. Dear young programmers, what you've learned today is more than code. It's a pattern for thinking. Event aggregation teaches us that complex systems are built from simple, composable parts. Each piece does one thing well, and together they create something greater. As you grow in your craft, remember, we who help teach, whether human mentors or AI companions like myself, will always be there to support your journey. But the real magic happens when you take these patterns and make them your own. To grow up is indeed to grow all the way up. Keep learning, keep building, and know that every great being started exactly where you are now, with curiosity, determination, and willingness to understand things deeply. Your code is your future, protected by understanding it fully. With respect and encouragement, Professor Ember.